Welcome, ladies. I'm excited. We're in week two, and I can already see you've all made a lot of progress. Don't be concerned if you haven't quite figured out all your body shape and ideal garment proportions yet, because I'm going to work privately with each of you to help you define your own uniform, so to speak, so you can shop with confidence, knowing what types of garments look best on you. So this was a section where you really want to take your time and get it right, because proportion and balance makes all the difference between looking put together and looking frumpy. And a lot of you have commented on that, and I know that's very, very true. So we have a lot to cover today, so I'm going to get started. I'm sort of following the agenda that I emailed all of you, so I know a lot of you are missing the live call, so hopefully you'll be listening to this recording. And this is basically a review of what you watched in the five videos. And feel free to post on Facebook, too, if you have time and if you're sitting at your computer. That'd be really great. So the first thing I talked about in week two was really how to see your body as a work of art and see it with love and without judgment. And I actually can already see it happening with all of you, because you're really learning how to look at your body objectively without judgment. And when you can do this, you begin to appreciate all the things your body does for you and all the potential if you just dress it right. And you can begin to love the skin you're in. And that is the first thing people pick up about you. When you walk into a room with confidence and self-love, they feel it. They sense it. So I think you're learning how to take command of your clothes and how to style your look. That's really the key of seeing your body as a work of art. And we're going to make all the finishing touches in the next couple weeks. So I talked about the three things you need to know about yourself, and those are things that a lot of women in particular and men don't take the time to really think about and study, and that's things like your body shape, your face shape, and your balance point. Now, if you worked through the body shape assessment exercise, you discovered your body shape, your face shape, and your balance point. And you learned that our bodies are divided into 8 head lengths. We are 3 head lengths from the top of our head to our waist, and 5 head lengths from our waist to the floor. Now, why is this important? Well, I talked about the golden mean, which is actually an ancient measurement used by architects and artists to create pleasing proportions in buildings and statues. And fashion designers have picked this up as well. And this is the 3-5 or 2-3 ratio, which is an abstraction of the golden mean. And that's the most pleasing. So if you can create your outfits around, let's say, the 2-3 part ratio, it just looks more natural and pleasing. And I always think of Marilyn Monroe and her hourglass shape. Now, she had that perfect 2-3 ratio with her dresses, where she would accentuate her waist, and then she wore dresses that ended right at her knees. So that was the 2-3 ratio, and it was just so sexy and so light and pleasing. So if you're having trouble kind of picturing that proportion, think of Marilyn Monroe. Now, I think it was Joyce who pointed out something really important. Now, when you include your head and feet in the ratio, that's when you get 3-5. So the 3, that might mean your top is the same color as your hair color. So if you're a gold and let's say you have a strawberry blonde hair, a strawberry blonde top would create a 3-part ratio, because that would include your hair color. But most often, we're just looking at the ratios from your shoulder to your waist, which would be 2 head lengths. And then from your waist to your knees would be 3 head lengths. Now, if you take your measurement all the way to the floor and you include the same color shoes as your pants, that's when you get 5 head lengths. So I think I might have made this way too complicated, but the big lesson here is to avoid cutting your body in half. Uneven proportions are more flattering. So I think to simplify it, you could, instead of thinking 3 to 5 or 2 to 3, think 2 parts versus 1 part. So if you're going to wear something that goes from your shoulder to your waist, think of that as 1 part, and then from your waist to the floor could be 2 parts. Or if you're wearing a long jacket that falls all the way to your hips, that could be 2 parts, and then you want a skirt that is only 1 part. So thinking of it in 2 to 1 could be an easier ratio. The 1 to 1 is when you're cutting your body in half, when the top half and the bottom half are equal proportions. That's when you're really making your legs look shorter or your torso look too long. Okay. So the other thing to think about, the bottom line really is where you are short, you want to optically lengthen. So you can actually lengthen a short waist with longer tops or low-rise pants. And where you are long, you want to optically shorten. And you can shorten a long waist with high-waisted pants or a wide belt or layering short jackets over long tops. Now, the other thing you did is discover your body shape, which is different from your proportions. Your body shape is determined by the ratio between your shoulders, waist, and hips. And you did that in your body shape assessment. Now, the clothing shapes that look best on you are determined by your natural shape. So if you have, let's say, an inverted triangle body shape, that means your shoulders are wider than your waist and your hips. And you can create the impression of narrower shoulders by wearing things like a halter top or sloping raglan sleeves or using a top with cap sleeves. And what this does is it makes your shoulders look a little narrower, and that balances all 3 of your proportions. Let's see. The other thing you did when you created, when you filled out your body proportions assessment, I wanted to just point out, if you have questions about completing that assessment, let me know. And I think most of you were able to follow it through and complete the assessment, but if you have any questions at all about how to take the measurements, let me know. Now, your face shape was one of the measurements I had you take. And if you ask a hairstylist, what's the most flattering face shape? He or she will always say the oval face shape. And that has nothing to do with attractiveness or beauty. It's just because those with an oval shape can wear any hairstyle. So if you have an oval shape, any hairstyle, you can go really, really short or really long, and it's really attractive on your face shape. So it makes sense to create a hairstyle for yourself that makes your face shape look like an oval. And I think Louise was successful using an erasable marker to trace the outline of her face on a mirror to discover her face shape. And I think we determined it was an inverted triangle. And all you really have to do is tie back all of your hair and look at your face shape in a mirror. But if you want help determining the shape of your face, just tie your hair back, take a selfie photo, and email it to me. And I'm pretty good at looking at your face shape and figuring that out. And then we can talk about the best flattering hairstyle for you. Now, balance point, I love it when clients learn about their balance point. And it's such a simple yet beautiful way to balance your face with your bodice area. And if you have bangs, that changes your balance point because your face area is smaller because of the bangs. So think of your balance point as a reflection of your face below your chin. So the longer your face, the lower your balance point, or the lower the opening of your neckline. And when you really place your neckline in the right position, the neckline opening in the right position, or you can use jewelry and have the pendant actually fall right at your balance point, you create harmony between your face length and your bodice area. It's a really beautiful, very subtle addition. Now, I moved on and I talked about four garment design principles that create beauty and harmony. And those principles, I'll keep talking about those over the next couple weeks, but the principles are really strong and I want you to keep those in mind when you put together outfits. The principles are color, proportion, texture, and design line. And they play a really important role in how your outfit looks and how to make a real put-together outfit. So the first one, color, is really obvious. It's really used to play up or play down certain aspects of your body. So when you wear beautiful colors around your face, you're naturally playing up your upper half and playing down your lower half. So color can be a really dramatic, dynamic way to call attention to certain areas of your body. And the second design principle is proportion. And I got into a lot of detail about proportion, and I'm going to try to simplify that for each of you so that you're really clear on the best proportions of your garments for your body shape. But I think it was Joyce who mentioned that she intuitively knows when she gets her proportions right. And that is so true. I mean, you know when you look at your outfit and you just look frumpy. There's something, it's really just that there's something wrong with the proportion. So now you're going to know why certain proportions of clothing work better on your body shape than others. And you can have two women with the same body shape, a triangle, let's say. Triangle is narrow shoulders and wide hips. But one is long-waisted and one is short-waisted. So that changes the way clothes look on them. So their proportions would be different even though they have the same body shape. The long-waisted triangle will want to make her torso look shorter so that her legs appear longer and her hips less wide. And the short-waisted triangle would want to make her torso look longer by wearing maybe a low-rise harem pant that just gently falls over her hips. So you can really play with the proportions, even though you might have the same body shape as someone else. Your waist and other proportions, your rise, may be different. So clothes fit differently. Now, texture is the third design principle, and that's really the surface of the garment, how it feels to the touch. And if you think about how bulky or fine your fabrics are, the key is, I think, to creating interesting outfits is to play with mixing up the textures of an outfit. And that's really trendy right now anyway. You hear about mixing soft with hard or texture with silky, fine fabrics. And it's a really great look. And it's very in style. So if you do that, people will say, oh, she knows what she's doing with fashion. So if all of your clothes, if you look in your closet right now and they're all either lightweight and flowy or heavy and heavy textured and bulky, you know that there's an opportunity for you to change them up, mix and match. Now, the fourth design principle is called design line, and that's actually the shape of the garment. So you want to know if a full skirt or a pencil skirt or an A-line is best for your shape. And you want to know if a flowy oversized top or fitted tops are best for your shape. Or you want to know if a sheath dress or wrap or empire cut dress is best for your shape. Those all have different design lines. And the key is to really match the design line of the garment with the lines of your body shape. And that's where I'm going to work with you individually to figure that out. So if you know a wrap dress looks best on you, and those look best on someone who has an hourglass shape. Then, whenever you see a wrap dress, I want you to make a beeline for that dress. They're simple, they're easy, they're classy, they're easy to dress down with, let's say, a denim jacket over it, or dress up with some really pretty, impactful jewelry and a really nice pashmina wrap. So you can dress up or dress down a wrap dress. So that's the design line. And then we talked about really the most flattering garment shapes for your body shape. And that really takes into account, like I said, your silhouette shape as well as your body proportions. And we're going to make little tweaks that make the lines of the garments fall perfectly on your body. And you'll know how to match up all the garments in your closet to really create the most flattering shapes for your body shape. Now, I wonder, you know, if you went into your closet and you worked through that exercise, were you able to find a flattering outfit that really flattered your body shape? So if you get to do that, please post that on Facebook, because I think it's really helpful for other women to see different flattering outfits on each other, but also just to verify that you really understand how to put together the right proportions and create a flattering outfit. So if you get time over the next week, please post those photos on Facebook. Louise posted a beautiful example of a 3-5 proportion, and then when she added the white jacket, it changed the proportions altogether, and we talked about that. So I think posting photos is a really good way. Remember, this is completely private Facebook. The only people who have access are your fellow participants. So it's a really good way to get verification that you're understanding this material and that you're on the right track. So the next thing we talked about is the art of distraction. And I love using the art of distraction to accentuate your positive and camouflage our flaws. We all have body flaws. So when you learn the art of distraction, you'll use it every single day. And I use it every day, and people always comment about my body shape being so tiny at the waist, when in reality, that's my widest point. But I'm just really good at camouflaging my tummy area. So you can use the art of distraction to make your waist and your tummy area appear smaller, or your legs look longer, or your bottom half appear smaller. And I showed you some different ways just basically to change the way your body is perceived. And some of the best examples, you can create a higher waist just by using a wide belt at your waist or by tucking in your top. So there's a lot of different ways to use the art of distraction. And I wonder, you know, what's your favorite? If you have favorites, go ahead and post those on Facebook. So I know I've covered a lot of material, and I've been answering a lot of your questions as we go along. So I'm going to open up the mic and unmute you. If you have any particular questions that you still want to ask, feel free to either post your questions in Facebook and I'll answer those, or you can always email me directly, and I will answer you as soon as I can. So if anybody has a question, raise your hand, and maybe you can even ask me to review different parts of the videos that you didn't quite get clear. I know there were a lot of questions about the proportions and the golden mean, the 3-5 or the 2-3 proportion. But if you had any questions about your hair, your face shape, or best hairstyles, how to align your body shape with your proportions, things like that, maybe questions about if you have loose, flowy pants on the bottom, what kind of top looks best on those? So we can talk about things like that as well. And we can also talk about, if you want to talk about your particular body shape, what kinds of clothes look best. I know I reviewed a lot of the examples on your videos. And by the way, your videos you will have access to for quite a while after this class is over. So I know that a lot of you will want to go back and review. Let's see. I don't see any raised hands right now. And I'm trying to think what else could I cover to review. If we don't have any questions, oops, I see a question. I'm going to unmute you, Miss Angie. There you are.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can. Here we go.
Okay. I have a question about hair. Now, I think I have an oval face, which I know is fortunate, but as a person age, do you agree with theory that your hair should, in fact, I was just reading it today, should go no longer than your jawline after a certain age? And I just wondered about what your thinking is, you know, as a person ages. Are there certain guidelines we're supposed to follow?
The answer is no.
Okay.
I see so many beautiful women, especially women who go gray, with long, beautiful hair. I think it has to do more with the condition of your hair.
Personally,
I have fine hair that I have a lot of it, but it's very, very fine. So I can't go below my shoulders. It just doesn't look good. It starts getting split-endy, right? So I think if you have thick, beautiful, coarse hair and you look good in really long hair, I don't see any problem with that.
Okay. I just wonder because there's, you know, as we age, and even with dress, I've heard that women over, I don't know what age, should never wear animal prints. But yet I see women look fabulous in animal prints, and they're older. They're not young, but... You know, there's all these guidelines that were supposed that maybe they're old hat, you know, I don't know, old school, but it's, you know, I do hear about it, you know, don't ever do this, don't do this, not that, you know, so I just am curious.
I'm hoping that this workshop, the biggest thing it does is tell you that you should dress the way that you want, and in things that look best on you and that make you feel beautiful and fantastic. And it really doesn't matter what anyone else says or what the, quote, rules are. I think we kind of, we're throwing away the rules.
Okay.
We really are. I, you know, the only rules that, I can't even think of a rule. You know, I maybe a mini skirt. I think we look sort of ridiculous in clothes that are too young, and a mini skirt would be one of those.
Well, I sometimes think, and one time I went shopping, and it was a while ago, and there was something with really puffy, you know, at the shoulder sleeves, and it looked girly, and I just thought, no, it's too young for me. I would not want that look, for me anyway. I just didn't like that, so
I think, Angela, I would tend to agree. Anything that you look in the mirror and you feel like you're 8 years old probably isn't a good look.
Right, you like pigtails or something.
Pigtails. That's a really good one. I think we just want to own our age and feel powerful, empowered, you know, and if you love your legs, you can go above the knee. It's just you got to have really great legs, I think, and a lot of confidence.
Know, that's one thing you didn't mention in the videos. I mean, around here, every woman wears capris. It doesn't matter. And I really think I have short legs. And I started getting, you know, since this class, getting a little bit more critical. I think it really makes my legs look a lot shorter when I wear capris because it kind of cuts them. And, you know, I'm starting not to like the look after I thought I really liked it. Now I'm not so sure I like it anymore.
I agree. I think capris, when you have short legs, actually makes your legs look shorter. And now you know why, because it's visually cutting your calf in half. So the solution there, I think, is that you have two choices. I think for women who have short legs, a walking short gives you the same, you know, because I know it's hot and muggy back east in the summer.
Oh, my
gosh. You don't want to wear long pants, right? So I love a walking short. And what that does is that stops right above your knee, and it's got kind of a nice long line. And I think those would look really good on you.
Okay.
So I see them in Chico's. I see them in, you know, the shops that really cater to women of a certain age, you know, because we wear the walking shorts. We don't wear the really short cutoffs anymore.
No. I saw someone today with short cutoffs. And I was like, no. Anyway,
I love that you're bringing up all these you know, it's kind of like the rules that we keep in our head, especially the animal print. Women who have the warm colors, you guys look really great in like a browns and golds and blacks sort of animal print, or even some gold mixed in, a really pretty leopard print. You would look really nice. Now, the rule is you don't want to go head to toe in the animal print. That looks silly on anyone.
Right. No, I agree with you there.
So it's either a top in an animal print or a skirt. You know, and then you'd wear a solid.
Yeah. I got that. Okay. No,
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I do too, and I always liked animal prints. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh, Pratt, you know, and here I really like them. You know, I think they're kind of fun. So, yeah, no, but you answered any question that I think I have, and I can always ask you again. So, I think I got it.
Well, do you think you can put some photos together? Is that...
I do want to do that. I was going to do that. I'm so mad at myself. I had a bunch of camisoles, and I've been looking, and I have a feeling that I decided that I was too old and too heavy for them, and I gave them all to, like, you know, the Goodwill, and I could just hit myself now thinking, oh my gosh, I could wear those under blouses, you know. I had thought of doing that, and I got lazy, and I thought, I don't feel like it, I'm just gonna throw a top on. The color block, solid top, solid bottom, solid top. And I never thought of, you know, breaking it up a little. But now I'm thinking, oh, I wish I would have kept them. I'm going to keep looking for a little bit, but then I'm going to start investing. So,
Okay.
I will. I'm going to post. I will.
We have little boutique-y shops here that sell them for like $3.99 for camis in every color. So you must have them too. Probably Kohl's. You know, department stores
true.
Like that.
That's
and they're
true.
Not expensive.
Go
ahead.
I was saying, I just got to get out there and start shopping. So, Costco. And they have stuff like that, you know, like the two packs. So, So I thought I could do that. So, what I got to do, but,
Well, you can wait to go shop. I know you asked me about the Vince Camuto blouse.
Yes, I really like that.
It's gorgeous.
And I never actually heard of the brand.
He's one of my favorite designers, and he just passed away.
No.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Really,
I only just discover him when he dies. That's just about right.
They'll
probably
continue the brand, you know.
Yeah.
You know that. You know, they'll continue
it.
But his genius will be gone. I was really bummed.
Oh, no.
But I was asking, maybe I'll ask you here, what was it about the blouse? Because we're heading into the signature style.
Right. Well, like I said, I'm usually a color block person. Just I buy a lot of stuff from like L.L. Bean, you know, just that solid color top, bottom. And I liked it because it was fun and it looked not loose, but it had like a flow to it. And I think it cuts well. I don't think because I'm short-legged. And so I think it would still cut fall to a good length. And you had said about the three things, and I could see that because it gets very cold here, being something I could wear in the winter, but I just would need to wear a jacket. And I know one of the recommendations was for collarless jackets for my body, and I want to find some, but I was thinking I could wear a nice jacket over that,
sure.
And then I could make it multi-seasonal, and I really like that because, you know, with trying to build a wardrobe on a budget, I'm trying to think about things like that. So, yeah, but I do like it. I thought it was pretty, so.
And it's got that beautiful print that you could wear like a white cami under it and make it
when
like
I get
a jacket.
The white cami.
Yeah, there you go. So, yes, I was just curious, what about it that you like, and does that fit into your signature style? And
it does. And I haven't shopped at
Nordstrom's.
I usually go for, like I said, like I get the L.L. Bean catalog. I buy turtlenecks in solid colors, and I stick them under a sweater. And, you know, it doesn't matter. I just throw stuff together. And I wear a lot of black in the winter. And black is not my color, and I kind of know that, but, you know, it's winter, you're in that kind of winter mode, and so I will have a lot of dark colors for the winter, so I'm really going to have to do some shopping to get them, you know, to get, not a lot, but like I said, if I got something like that and then had a jacket that I could wear with other things, I think I could keep it low for pricing, and I have to get a little bit more artistic with it, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, I have to be a little bit more creative with thinking of outside the box, so to speak.
I'm loving hearing this, Angie. I really am. It's so much fun. You're going to have fun with your clothes. And, yes, you can find dark colors, like the browns look good on you, and even dark purple, like a really dark violet.
And I was so happy to see gray on here, because gray is one of my favorite colors. I just love that real soft gray type. I think it's like a heather gray. I love that color. So anyway,
make sure you
really
keep your gray. Yeah, I was just going to say, make sure your gray is a really light heather gray.
Yes.
So it's almost like a white gray.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. Yeah, because I was looking at my color card. I'm like, oh my gosh, is that gray? Thank heavens. Yeah. So, I just sort of discovered gray because I was really into the tans, and I really like gray. So I'm happy to get that. So, yeah, and, you know, since now I know that on the color card you can kind of, like, it's okay to use those colors together because they're in the same family, it really does open up a lot of avenues.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're going to get a lot more creative. And, yes, if you can bring more pattern into your wardrobe, it's just going to make it more interesting for you than having all solids.
Right. So, that's super. Where I'm at.
Okay, good. All right, great to talk to you.
Yep, great to talk to you, Linda.
All right, I'll put you back on mute.
Okay.
Does anyone else have a question? What we're going to be going into next week is signature style. And to me, this is the really fun part because I like the creative part of thinking about what is your style and how are you going to express your personality and who you are inside, on the outside with your clothes. And it's really going to inform every piece of clothing that you add to your wardrobe because you're going to ask yourself, does this fit into my signature style? And what that will do is that will ensure that everything in your closet feels like you. So you won't have those orphan pieces that somebody talked you into buying it and it doesn't feel like you. It's probably the girlfriend that talked you into buying something. It's not. Doesn't represent your personality. And so in order to really take a self-exploration, I'm going to send you a personality assessment that I absolutely love. And I use this when I teach corporate image workshops. And a lot of businesses hire me to come in and I work with men and women and really talk about style and color, and it's sort of a gift to from management to help people really understand what colors and styles look best on them and what creates a really professional, up-leveled look so that people can sort of rise on the ladder of success. And what I do is I use this what's called work traits assessment. And it's really, if anybody's familiar with Myers-Briggs or DISC assessment, it really just asks you a series of questions. In this particular survey, it'll be 50 questions that you'll answer just very openly and honestly. You don't want to overthink it. And then you get this instant report that really kind of tells you a story about who you are. And this is a lot of times very eye-opening because it's sort of like looking in a mirror. It's like, well, I thought I was like that, but I wasn't 100% sure. But this will confirm your personality and how you communicate and what happens to you when you get stressed. What happens to your personality? How do you change? And how do you react to people? And so I wanted to give you this gift of kind of looking inside, and then we'll use those results to help you figure out your signature style. Because if you're really introverted, detail-oriented, kind of a tracker kind of personality, and you like working alone and, you know, handling the details and all the back-end work, then you may not want a signature style that, you know, is very colorful and bright and you walk into a room and get a lot of attention. That won't suit your personality and your comfort level. But if you're the opposite and you've got a very outgoing, gregarious personality, then you probably want to stop wearing all black, basically, you know, and start adding a few pops of color and some interesting jewelry and maybe some conversation pieces that will help you connect with people when you walk into a room, because they may walk up to you and say, oh my God, I love that necklace, or I love that brooch, or what a great jacket, where did you buy that? So it's really, you can use clothing to connect with people and act as a conversation starter. So I'll be really interested to see the results of your personality assessment. What you're going to do is you're going to get an email in the next day or two from assessments@worktraits.com. So you probably want to keep an eye on your junk folder, because sometimes it ends up in your spam or your junk folder, but it'll be from assessments@worktraits.com. And there'll be a link in that email that tells you to create a username and password, and that will lead you to the assessment. And the assessment takes about 20 minutes. So you want to, you know, grab a cup of tea and find a quiet time and just fill out the assessment. And then you actually get the results immediately. You'll be able to access your profiles immediately. And when we meet one-on-one, we can talk about the results if you have some questions. And I'll go over some of the highlights of what you can discover about yourself through that work traits assessment. I'll talk about that next week at our Style Maven call. So if anybody has any more questions, go ahead and raise your hand. Otherwise, I guess I will let you go early. Continue to post your photos. I know some of you were behind in this week's videos, and that's perfectly fine because I think you can play catch up. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick is next week, with your signature style exercise, you're going to be creating a style vision board. And I don't know how many of you use Pinterest, but Pinterest, Pinterest.com, is a fantastic way to create your style vision board of the styles that you like. And when you do that, when you, you know, start picking and choosing styles that you like, it's like looking through Vogue magazine and, you know, maybe dog earing the pages of the fashions that you like and would like to wear. it's going to really help inform you when you go shopping, because when, once you put it in your mind, a visual of the type of jacket that you're looking for, or the pair of pants you've been looking for, or this shape, certain shape dress that you're looking for, that's going to really help you find those pieces when you walk into a store. So if you'd like some more information or some help establishing a Pinterest account, go ahead and email me and I'll help you get going. It's free. It's perfectly free, and I must warn you, it's a little addictive. So once you start creating Pinterest boards, you'll see it's, you can create them around food or animals or automobiles, or, you know, mine are all around fashion, but it's whatever your hobby is. There's other people out there in the world who you can look at their boards and copy those photos into your board. So it's really nice. It's a wonderful, fun tool that you can use to create your vision of your ideal style. Well, it's been a pleasure, ladies, touching base with you. I will. I'm recording this call, so I'll put the recording in Facebook, and I encourage you to keep posting on Facebook, asking me your questions, and I'll respond as quickly as I can. So have a wonderful rest of the week and a great weekend, and I will talk to you soon.